But Roger and Peggy, you are two dear people to this Binary Memorial Church, to this campus, Andrews University, and to the denomination. You two have been in the thick of life in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But 40 years ago, you came. Now, what brought you to this campus?
We were offered a position here.
Where?
In the Christian Ministry Department.
Theological Seminary.
Yeah.
So you came, you'd been a pastor in the field.
Yes.
I had heard about this famous Roger Dudley because you'd written a book, Roger, to see if I can remember the book, Why Teenagers...
Reject Religion.
Reject Religion.
Yeah, I did a dissertation, you know, and
Dr. Dyer.
That was well accepted. Yeah, Dr. Dyer. But then she said, you know, now that you have all this material, you really should, this is really good stuff, you should put this in a book form because nobody's going to read a dissertation. I said, okay, so we went to work on it. I was still a student here. And this dear girl began typing my manuscript for me.
Mercy.
In those days, you had to have carbon paper, 4 copies, and if you made a mistake, oh, wow.
you actually, Roger, moved from the Institute of Church Ministry, Youth Ministry to Church Ministry. There was this new institute they opened up where the NAD came in. What was the kind of research they were asking for?
They wanted to find out more about why people leave the church, mm-hmm. which is in my doctoral work, but now... Yes. Nobody in the denomination had ever done this before. Mm-hmm. That we got the group pegged out, invited them to enter into a 10-year program with us, and that we would send them surveys and interview them every year for 10 years.
Wow.
I mean, that was rather ambitious.
I would say.
And then as we collected this, and of course, all 10 of them didn't, everybody didn't stay for 10 years, but... We could take that and then from that find out those things that are more likely to keep people in the church and those are more likely why they want to leave. And so that came out of the 10-year study into the thing, but then we also put it in the popular book, Why Teenagers Leave the Church.
Mm-hmm. What's this about moving away?
I've thought that we'll stay here. I like it so well here that I'd be happy to stay here until I die. Mm-hmm. But we soon found out that I had extra health needs, mm-hmm. and she's trying to take care of me, and she's got health needs, and we don't have any family here.
Right.
You know, no family lives around here. So we're, you know, of course we have friends and everything, but it's not quite the same thing.
You will take, I hope, a little part of our hearts with you to your new home there. And that God will,
absolutely.
God will plant you there, and the memory of your ministry in our midst will be just a beautiful afterglow.
We want to say goodbye to the Pioneer family. We felt so much at home there. Everybody was good. A wonderful family, and we will surely miss them.
Can we be in touch with you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You got an email address?
Yes.
How about just saying it to me, and we'll put it on the screen?
Okay. It's Dudley M. At Andrews.
Andrews.edu.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll do it.
We would love to hear from.
Thank you for letting God shine through you both. You've blessed me and you've blessed this whole, you've blessed the parish and you've blessed the campus. And we are grateful.
And in return, we have been blessed by all of you.
Yeah.